Someone told me that they enjoyed the homily when it centered on the gospel and when I went through it line by line briefly. Today, fortunately, we have a very short passage. It's about the 10 lepers that were cleansed. Now, to give you a little context, Jesus and the disciples are coming from what is now present-day Jordan. And can everybody hear me? You'd be surprised how many comments I get in coffee hour, I can't hear you. All right. They're coming from present-day Jordan, which is east of the Jordan River, and he's making his way to Jerusalem. And he's some ways north, so he's going to end up coming through Galilee, which was the far northern part of Israel, and then through Samaria, which were the hated enemies of the Israelites, right? They were closely related. That's why they so hated each other. And then make his way to Jerusalem. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. All right? He's traveling. Then he entered a certain village. He's on his way to Jerusalem. He enters a village, and there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. A couple of points. He's on his way, and what happened? He was interrupted. He was stopped with an opportunity for ministry. And he took advantage of that opportunity. So when during your life you are interrupted and there's an opportunity to love your neighbor, follow the model of Jesus and do so. It's not always easy. Now these men were lepers, which if you don't know is a highly contagious skin condition that if left untreated ultimately results in death. At that time they had no treatment. So basically if you develop this condition, you were ostracized from the community and you went and lived in a community of other lepers, right? You couldn't give it to them. They already had it. And you basically waited to die. It's essentially what they were doing. And you couldn't intermingle, right? Because you'd spread it to others. There met him 10 lepers who stood afar off, right? They were not permitted to get near to people because they might pass this condition on. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." This is an early precursor of the Jesus Prayer. You're familiar with this, right? Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. The fathers don't make these things up. These things are received. We maybe take something here and add it to there, but very little is made up. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. Sometimes we add a sinner. But this is an early precursor to that. So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. Now go and show yourself to the priests. If you go back and read the Jewish law, especially Leviticus, you will see that this was often a prescription for curing. Go and show yourself to the priest. Present yourself, and he will pray for you, and perhaps you will be healed. But I want to focus on one simple verb. And so it was that they went. And so it was that they went. Here they had this terrible condition. It slowly results in the diminution of your nervous capacity. You don't feel it when you get cut. You don't feel it when you bruise. You don't feel it when something's not right. And you may say, well, that's a blessing. Well, no, it isn't. Because pain warns us that there's a problem. And if you don't address that cut, guess what? It gets infected. Or worse. And that's eventually what happens with leprosy. It just gets worse and worse. But he told them, go and show yourself to the priests. And they went. He didn't ask them to do something very hard. He just said, Boutros, go to the church, go to the temple, go find the priest and present yourself. That's all they had to do, was just go. And they went. But how hard is that sometimes? How hard is it to just move? Do you ever get stuck in a place, a spiritual, emotional place, and it's just hard to move? I know you know that our thoughts direct our body. But do you know that our actions also impact our thoughts? The very act of moving, of coming to church, of praying, of doing your, suddenly can't think of the Greek word for your bow, your matanya, that's it, your matanya, of doing your matanya. Just the mere act of doing that controls and redirects your thoughts. Now, it's not a cure-all, but you'd be surprised at how effective it is if you just move. If you move in the direction of hope, you will find hope. If you remain rooted in despair, oh, I've got this terrible condition. It doesn't matter what the nice prophet just told me. There's no way that could heal me. If you remain rooted in that place, guess what? You're not going to be healed. Now, fortunately, all 10 of these men, or people, went, and they were healed. But they went. There's a story in the Old Testament about a fierce Assyrian king. And some of you biblical scholars will remember all the names. I didn't have time to look it up. But he came to see, not the prophet Elijah, but his second-in-command, Elisha. And he had what might have been leprosy, or at least the beginnings of it. He traveled far and brought his entire retinue with him. And he expected to be given some great mission or obligation to do for God in order to receive healing. The prophet didn't even go out to meet him. The prophet stayed inside. The prophet sent his acolyte out and said, okay, go tell the general, right? This guy was a general of the army, like a bishop. Go tell the general, go down to the river and wash yourself 7 times. Well, when the acolyte said that to the general was very angry. His pride was hurt, basically. He expected some great mission. And then one of the general's assistants said to him, sir, excuse me, but if they had said, go to Egypt and conquer it, you would have done it. All they're asking you to do is go swim, basically. Why don't you just try it? And the general said, okay. He overcame his pride. He walked down to the river. He bathed 7 times. And he was healed. It's that simple for us sometimes. Now, I'm not promising you're going to be healed of your diseases or find that job or find that spouse just like that, or whatever else may be troubling you. But if we have in our minds and in our feet just that activity of moving, it's called faith. Moving towards God, moving in hope, then He will take care of us. Only one of them returned when he was healed. So as they're walking, they're healed, right? They hadn't made it there yet. They're on their way. Boom, he looks down. My hand's not white anymore. Because apparently it turns your skin flaky white. I don't know. At least that's what they show you in the movies. And he's healed. And he returned with a loud voice, glorifying God. That means if something really good has happened for you in the week, and you want to come to church, and you want to, maybe raise your voice and sing, that's okay. We want you to sing. We want you to join with us. If I can get up here and do this, you can do it. We've got the lovely choirs leading us. Surely there are many things you can praise God for. The 2 feet you walk on, the eyes you see with, the hands that you used to hold, and the hands that you hold. There are so many things, even in the trials and tribulations, we have to be thankful for. So many things. He fell down at Christ's feet, giving thanks to Him. He fell down at His feet. There are many instances in the New Testament when an angel would appear and someone would fall down at their feet as to worship. And the angels would say, no, get up. Worship is reserved for God only. Christ doesn't tell him to get up. This is an indirect admission of Christ's divinity. Don't think anyone really caught it. But Christ didn't say get up. He accepted this worship. Now, he quickly redirected it to God the Father and the Holy Spirit. But still. And this person who did the worshiping, gave the thanks, was a Samaritan. We are so polarized in this world today. Think of someone, or, you know, you probably don't even know them. Someone you really don't like. Say those real cultural conservatives. Or those political liberals. Or maybe your next door neighbor. Or maybe it's an ethnic group. Or maybe it's a nation. Think of them. Your hated enemy that you just, you know, okay? And insert their name here for Samaritan. You know, we're all made in the image and likeness of God. We don't know what circumstances people grow up under. We don't know why they do the things they do. We've talked about this before. We don't judge people, we judge actions. If we judge that. So think about your enemies and think of them as a Samaritan and have love for them and grace and pray for them. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Were not any found to return and give glory to God except this foreigner? I think Jesus was disappointed. I don't think he took away their blessing. This is more an example, not of hard-heartedness, I hope, but perhaps just spiritual immaturity. You know, so much of life is just growing up, isn't it? It's fun to be a kid. It's fun to play and goof around and have somebody take care of us. Enjoy it while you can. But you know what? You grow up, and it goes away. And we think of our most wonderful moments as, oh yeah, I remember I was a kid, 10 years old, we were riding bikes out in the sun and going swimming, and Mom did all the laundry, and Dad worked and brought money home so we could eat. Yeah, if someone else was taking care of you. Eventually it becomes your turn to take care of someone else. But you know what? God has blessings in store for us there. You know, when you're a kid, you enjoy a Coca-Cola maybe. When you're an adult, you enjoy wine. It's better. It's higher. It's more mature. Not too much. It's nice, right? Not too much. It's good. You learn, we mature, we grow. It's good. So hopefully these other 9 would grow and mature. So Christ said to the man, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Has made you well. And what I want you to leave from here today with is, if you go in faith, your faith will make you well too. Faith in God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, which you've received, if not directly through Holy Communion, the body and blood of Christ, but just by being here among others, in the presence of the Holy Spirit. So go in faith, and it will make you well. Amen.